listening to Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney. And today's podcast features an interview I did with Tom Paxton, the great folk musician, who wrote classics such as The Marvelous Toy, Last Thing on My Mind, and Ramblin' Boy. He'll be playing and singing for us as well, a little help from Harry. And we'll also be opening up our poetry repair shop. Right, Harry? Should we get right on with it?
Not yet, Steve. You want to tell people about Patreon.com?
No. You know I'm not good at selling myself.
All right, then step aside, Charney. I'll do it myself. Go ahead. Move over there.
You mean here?
No, a little further.
You mean here?
Just a few more steps.
How about here? Ah! Ah!
Yeah, that's perfect. If you like these podcasts, consider becoming a patron for $1 a month. That's a crummy $12 a year. I don't have to tell you how little that is. You'll be happy supporting an artist you like, and Steve will be happy to finally eat again. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Steve Charney. By contributing to the cause, you'll also get extra podcasts only patrons get to hear. Download a CD of your choice, and there'll be other cool stuff all the time. Remember, Patreon.com/Steve Charney. Okay, did I do good, Steve?
And thank Jerry Dingus, Peter Moffat, and Hank Niemark for their patronage.
Oh yeah, thanks guys. We love you.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Now come up here, let's start repairing some poems.
Right. We got our tools laid out, man. Our overalls are already on. All we need is some customers.
Hey, you know the car guys, Clicky Clack, Steve? Well, we can become the poetry guys, Clicky and Slicky.
Ooh, you know, I like it. Ooh, here's our first customer.
Yes, may we help you?
You the poetry guys?
Yeah, that's us.
Well, I got a poem here that won't start.
Okay, where's the key?
It's a poem, it's not a song.
Oh man, this is a very heavy poem. We have to put it on the lift.
No, Steve, I think I can crawl under it. Look, I have my workman's overalls on.
Here, take the wrench.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah! I see the problem! It's right here!
Well, can you fix it?
Well, I have bad news. This poem was written by Dr. Seuss.
So?
You need permission to read this poem on an audio podcast. Do you have it?
Uh-uh.
That's why it won't start. You could get sued! Random House is very protective of their rights.
So, it can't be fixed?
No, I didn't say that. We'll send away for permission. We should have it in a week or so. In the meantime, you might as well just leave it in the garage here. You can't read it until then anyway.
Well, what'll I do for a poem until then?
Why don't you call up a rent-a-poem place? You can get something in the public domain. Anything by Edward Lear, for instance. It'll get you around until we can get the parts we need for this one.
Well, that's a good idea. All right, here's my number. Call me when it's done, will you?
You bet!
Bye-bye!
When you were under there, did you check the muffler?
The muffler's fine, Steve. I couldn't hear a who.
Well, why don't you start working on these sonnets? The iambic pentameter needs tuning up here.
Okay, Steve. Hand me the pencil.
Okay, wait, do that later. Here's someone else. I knew this was a good idea. People need their poems repaired.
Hello, is this the poetry repair shop, please?
It is.
Do you fix foreign poems?
Well, it depends. What kind is it?
It's a haiku.
Oh, Japanese model. Those are tough.
Well, we fix them, but we're going to have to charge more. It can be very hard to get parts. Let's have a look at it.
Do you want to go for a test read?
Yeah, let's see. A haiku, as everyone knows here, has 17 syllables and 3 lines. The first line has 5 syllables, second 7, and the third 5 again. Very ancient form of Japanese poetry. Okay, this one at least hasn't lost anything, and it's got all the syllables. It says, "My love's too busy to hear the song in my heart. She's picking her nose."
See?
Yes, this haiku should have been recalled. Are you sure this poem didn't have an accident?
No, I don't think so. But I did give it to my 11-year-old, dear, to read the other night.
That's it! There's nothing like an 11-year-old to ruin a beautiful poem like this one!
Well, wait a second, Harry. Let's not jump to conclusions here. How old is this poem?
No, it's about 500 years old.
Well, you don't think that after 500 years old, it might not just need an oil change?
Well, all I know is that last line about picking her nose smacks of the mischievousness of a child. If it was just wear and tear, it wouldn't be so sophomoric, so juvenile, so gross.
Well, I think we can fix this one pretty easily. How about this? My love's too busy to hear the song in my heart. She's licking her toes.
My love's too busy to hear the song in my heart. She's kicking banjos.
My love's too busy to hear the song in my heart. She's froze.
You are the worst poetry mechanics I have ever been to.
Hey, I told you these foreign models are tough. Wait, I got it. My love's too busy to hear the song in my heart. She's picking a rose.
Excellent. I'm a traveling poet. Is it ready to take on the road?
Let me just scribble it down here. You bet.
Thank you so much. Now it's a haiku I can depend on.
Well, it won't break down on you now, lady. Just don't let your kid have it. At least until she gets her license.
License?
Her poetic license.
Thank you, sir.
You want some fire in your poetry? You come to us.
You want some poetry in the fire? You come to us.
While we're waiting for customers, why don't you inspect these poems?
We wouldn't want any accents.
No. Oh, here's someone coming to us now.
Yeah, sir. You're the poetry guys.
We be them.
I've got a poem here that's sluggish. I can't seem to get it revved up.
Oh, let's take a look at it. Yeah, okay. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are you.
Your basic poem? What's wrong with it?
It has no spark.
Yeah, I see. It's hard to get a charge out of it.
It has no power. I start reading it, and it sounds like a cliché.
All right. Leave it a few days. We'll call you when it's done.
No, you don't understand. I'm going on a big date tonight. I need it right away. Can you imagine me taking her out with this thing? I'll never get anywhere with her. I need to soup this thing up to impress her, and I need it now.
All right. I have a lot of work to do, but maybe we can fit it in. Let's see. Sometimes it's just the timing that's off. If you switch the lines in the poem, it can help. Let's see. Violets are blue. Roses are red. Sugar is sweet. I wish you were dead.
You've got a big head.
How's Uncle Fred?
You got any bread?
No. I need romance, not comedy.
Oh, romance. Well, why didn't you say so? All right. Let's try it again. Violets are blue. Rivers are rippling. Your nose is a raindrop because it never stops dripping.
You mechanics are all alike. You bring in a poem to have repaired, and you get it back worse than when you came in.
Hey, you think it's easy to soup up a poem like this one?
We told you to leave it, buddy. All right, what about roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet? One lump or two?
Let's go to the zoo.
Sugar is sweet, but leave it out of the stew.
Wait. Roses are red, paper is thin. Your ears are like leaves because they flap in the wind.
Hey, I like that one.
But you said you didn't want comedy.
That wasn't comedy. It was true.
Her ears flap in the wind?
Hey, so my love is an elephant. You got a problem with that?
No, not us.
Thank you. You saved me. Now this poem has some spark. I can't wait until I run it past her. She'll love it. Thank you.
Another satisfied customer in love with an elephant.
Yeah, while we're waiting for our next client, where do you want these loose words, Steve?
Put them on the shelf over there and label them. We might need them if, you know, we're looking for a rhyme or something.
Right, boss.
Oh, wait. Do it later. Here's another customer. Yes?
Yes, I need my poem repaired.
Let's have a look.
Mind if I read it, Steve?
Go ahead. Take it for a test read.
I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. It may taste kind of funny, but it keeps them on my snake.
What do you think the problem is?
Was this poem in an accident?
Well, I did have a fender bender the other day.
Well, that's the problem. The letters on the end of this poem have gotten smushed.
Well, will it cost much to repair?
Do you have poetry insurance?
No.
This poem might be total. It might not be worth repairing.
Where do you sell used poems?
We have some in the back that might interest you, Harry. Why don't you bring some in to show them?
All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah, how much would it be to fix my poem?
I don't know, about $200.
Ooh, that is steep. But it's an old poem. I don't mind getting something newer. How about a nonsense poem?
I don't know if you can afford anything too new.
I found a copy of Jabberwocky here.
You interested? It's got a lot of miles on it, but it still holds up.
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a go.
Bring it out, huh?
Okay. Here you go. Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll.
Can I take it for a test read?
Sure, just have it back by tomorrow.
Thank you. 'Twas brillig. And the slithy toves did gyre and gimble.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Let me tell you, this is a big treat for me. Tom Paxton is in the studio. Tom, please, say hello to everybody.
Hi, how are you? Nice to be with you,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, boy, I'm so excited Tom Paxton
hey,
is
Harry,
here.
Hey,
yeah,
doing?
I'm doing great. Steve, you've been listening to him since you were in high school. Yeah, that's right. It's been a long time, Tom Paxton. You've written some great songs, Last Thing on My Mind, just wonderful albums, early albums, and you've been playing pretty much in the East Coast. You travel around the country?
My wife and I have been traveling all over the country, and this summer we're going to go to Israel,
So am I.
Next year, you're going to Israel as well?
Yeah. When are you going? When are you going to be in Israel?
We're going the 1st of July. I'm going to be there for a couple of days.
I'll be there in August for a week.
Oh, well, yeah. Next year, I think we're going to Australia and England again.
Excellent. Wow. Yeah. What a nice life. Not a bad life.
No, it's a good life. Yeah. It's a good life. It makes me happy, Harry, but something's happened here. I'm getting a bad attitude. I'm having a bad attitude attack.
A bad attitude attack. How you should know about that?
Do you know what that's like? Do people ever tell you that you're getting a bad
attitude? They tell that to me all the time.
Attitude straight.
They tell it to me
before
all the time.
You know what? You sound like this. My dog's bigger than your dog. My dog's bigger than yours. My dog's bigger and he chases mailmen. My dog's bigger than yours. My dad's tougher than your dad. My dad's tougher than yours. My dad's tougher and he can yell louder. My dad's tougher than yours. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. I can tie my shoes. I have been to the country and I am going to school. Nah, 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 nah. That's the best part of the whole song. I like to do that.
Harry's good at that.
Our car's faster than your car. Our car's faster than yours. It has a loud horn. It bumps other cars. Our car's faster than yours. Ready? And my mom's older than your mom. My mom's older than yours. She takes smelly baths. She hides the gray hairs. My mom's older than yours. I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. I can tie my shoes. And I have been to the country. And I am going to school. Oh, my dog's bigger than your dog. My dog's bigger than yours. My dog's bigger than he chases mailmen. My dog's bigger than yours.
Great song. Now that was actually an advertisement, right, for kennel rationing?
It was a song first, and then it was borrowed by Kennel Ration to use as a dog food commercial.
Mm,
yes.
Mm. Tom, it was really wonderful having you come by, and
thank you very much.
Yeah,
nice to be with you.
Well, thank you, boy. Thanks a lot, Tom. Will you come back again?
I will, Harry.
Oh, good.
We've opened our poetry repair shop, and well, so far we've had quite a few customers. I knew this was a good idea. People need their poems repaired.
Steve, what do you want this thesaurus?
Put it on the counter here. I think I need it to repair the poem left by a starving poet who lives in a garret over on Washington Street.
Yeah, okay. Well, oh, wait. A customer.
Yes, I'm glad you're still open. I need this nursery rhyme completed.
Well, let's have a look, lady. Oh, yeah. The Georgie Porgie pudding and pie, kiss the girls, and that's it.
See, I was writing along, and suddenly the last line of the poem fell off.
You didn't see where it went.
I think it was run over by the poem behind me. Can you add another line?
Well, let's see. Steve, mind if I give it a shot?
No, go ahead.
Georgie Porgie pudding and pie kissed the girls and gave them a real bad cold.
No, I don't think that's the right model.
How about Georgie Porgie pudding and pie kissed the girls and got pudding and pie all over their face?
I think it has to rhyme, doesn't it? How qualified are you, mechanics?
Oh, we're qualified.
Where are your credentials?
Well, right here on the wall over there. Take a look. I've got a B.A. in English Lit.
We both took a special course at Shakespeare's Sonnets at Oxford University.
And I've been writing and repairing poems for over 10 years.
Wait, how about Georgie Porgie pudding and pie kissed the girls and they punched him in the eye?
If I take that poem out of here like that, I doubt I'll get through a week before it breaks down.
Oh, all right. Let me look at the repair manual under nursery rhymes here. Let's see. Ba ba beep beep. No. Little Miss Muffler? Nope. There wasn't a woman who lived in a brake shoe? Uh-uh. Little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep. Wait. Oh, wait, here it is. Okay. Georgie Porgie pudding and pie kissed the girls and made them cry.
That's it!
Harry, write it in and give the woman her bill.
Thank you so much.
Don't mention it.
There you go, lady.
Wait a second. This bill is smudged.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's dirty work fixing poems. I always have trouble getting the grime out from under my nails.
Do you know how many dirty, grimy poems we have to work on? They're not all clean and well taken care of the way yours is.
Well, I suppose. Well, thank you anyway. Bye-bye.
Harry, before we get another customer, why don't you clean up some of those limericks that came in yesterday? They're filthy. They're not fit to be read by anyone.
Yeah, good idea, Steve.
And while you're hosing them down, throw in the Baudelaire poems. They could use some cleaning up, too.
Oh, okay, Steve.
Wait, hold on. Another customer.
Yes, I noticed you sell used poems in the back of your shop here.
Yeah, we do.
Would you be interested in buying some more? I'm selling them at a very reasonable rate.
Well, sure. Let's see what you have.
All right. Just open up the folder here. This one. It was only used once at a fifth grade oratory reading. It's by Elizabeth Chorley.
Let me read it. My mother stared, my father glared, I hung my head in shame, but in the next long quiet bit, I burped and burped again. How come it was read only once?
Kid was expelled.
How much is it?
$10.
Yeah, I think I know someone who needs a poem like that. I'll take it.
All right, good. How about this one? I wish I had your picture. It would be very nice. I'd keep it in the attic to scare away the mice.
Don't you have anything by, let's say, Francis Bacon?
That was by Francis Bacon.
How about Howl by Allen Ginsberg?
Have Howl by Toto.
Just leave me what you have and I'll take a spin around the block with them, okay?
All right.
But take this one back. It's flat. Leave the rest. I'll get back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you later.
Okay, Harry, we're winding down here. Did you clean up those limericks the way I asked you to?
Yep. These are now clean as a whistle. Listen. An amoeba named Sam and his brother were having a drink with each other. In the midst of their quaffing, they split their sides laughing, and each of them now is a mother.
Good.
There was an old lady of Herm who tied bows on the tail of a worm. She said, you look festive, but don't become restive. You'll wriggle them off if you squirm.
Those are clean.
I should hope so. We wouldn't allow dirty limericks in this shop, Steve. And finally, read that one.
There was a young fellow named Weir who hadn't an atom of fear. He indulged a desire and touched a live wire. Most any last line will do here.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. Today's episode was written with Kelly Kinyon. Besides being available on iTunes, you can support this podcast by going to patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron for only $1 a month. I'll be putting up a show a week. That's only like 25 cents a show, man. Can't beat that. You can also visit my website, stevecharney.com, for CDs and books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And thanks for listening. Harry, any last words to say?
Yeah. Support Steve on patreon.com/Steve Charney, and you'll be supporting a serious artist doing serious work who's in serious trouble.